Dr. Laura is on right now.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. I welcome you to this hour of the program right here on Sirius XM Stars 107. You are here with Teresa and James and Dwayne screening your calls, Afim Shapiro engineering, orchestrating our music, producing the segues, and me, I am my kid's mom. My number 1-800-DR-LAURA, 1-800-DR-LAURA. Or 1-800-375-2872. Had a whole other subject matter talk about today, but maybe it does overlap. How to be grateful. I'm pretty upset right now, as I'm sure a lot of people are. There are 27 people dead. Of those, 18 are little children who were murdered this morning in an elementary school in Connecticut. Unfortunately, the gunman is among the dead. I say unfortunately because I can think of better things to do to make him pay than just simply be dead. Law enforcement official said the attacker was 20 years old and that he was the father of one of the children in the school. He lived in New Jersey. And if he was 20 and he had a kid in the school that had to be about 5 or 6, that means he was a teeny tiny teenager when he created a person and then came and decided to kill a lot of people for reasons you don't have to try to understand because not everybody's mind is understandable. They found a second guy wearing a black jacket and camo pants in the woods nearby the school, and they hauled him off. 18 children are dead. 18. There is nothing you can say to make parents feel better. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I can't even imagine the shock, the pain. It's off the charts. As a psychotherapist, I have dealt with people and families where there's been a death of a child, and people never really recover. The healthier ones get on with life, but there's some part of you that just doesn't recover because it's not the order of things. The order of things is we go first, and if you're a parent, most parents understand that. I mean, my kid was rarely sick. And one night he was screaming with abdominal pain. I mean, it sounded like a horror movie in progress. Hauled him to the emergency room. He is screaming in pain. And I remember at that moment just saying, I'll change places. Every decent parent is willing to suffer, even death, for their children. It's a weird thing that happens. Before you have a kid, a hangnail upsets you. After you have a kid, I'll die as long as they're okay. So there's something that happens that is never changed. Now, Virginia Tech in 2007, 32 people killed. Columbine High School, 13. Turns out that the worst mass school massacre took place in 1927 in Michigan when a former school board member set off 3 bombs. 45 people died that day. Now, immediately upon hearing this, the morons who have radio and television shows and have to fill time are arguing about gun laws. I mean, 18 children are dead, and they're arguing gun laws. And I'm furious with that because that's not the point at all. There are no more gun laws that could have stopped this. Not one. Drug laws haven't stopped people from using drugs. DUI laws haven't kept drunks from killing people on the road. Gun inhibitions just keep them out of the hand of decent people. I have contended forever, whether it's malls or schools or wherever, churches, synagogues, there should be somebody armed to counter the bad guys. The ultimate in goodness is to lay down your life to stand in between evil and the innocent. And a pea shooter wouldn't have taken him down. Crossbow might have. That's pretty effective. It's harder to miss. But in all of these, the malls, the movie theaters, the schools, this is going to keep going. Don't kid yourself. We are a country that's breeding more and more sociopathy. Broken schools, just chaos that we have. Poverty. This is going to be standard. So if you want to be protective, there's got to be people armed, trained, armed, just about everywhere in public to protect the public, to protect children, 18 children. I tell you, I just read this before I came on the air. I didn't even want to turn on my microphone. I'm really unbelievably upset and angry that there was nobody there who could protect these children. Bad guys can always get guns. You're naive if you think you can ever stop that. Have you ever stopped the drug problem? People who want to get stoned can always find ways to get drugs. Bad people can always find ways to get guns. That's a given all over the world. But why in anybody's mind would they stop decent people from being able to protect? I'm a C+, B-, maybe B on a good day, shooter, under pressure, probably less. Because when you're under pressure, it's harder to focus and concentrate. Nonetheless, I'd give a lot to who have been there with one of my handguns. Because I would have made an effort to protect these kids. And there was nobody there to do that. And 18 families now don't have their babies anymore because there was nobody there to protect them. I mean, the teachers did the best they could to corral students into rooms, hide in corners, go to the bathrooms, you know. Teachers did the best they could. I've taken 3 different gun courses. The last one was the most useful because he put me under stress. He had me moving. He had the target moving. A piece of paper coming at me freaked me out until I got used to it. And then he also told me to curse. You know, when I was ready to shoot, to just go, mother effer, I'm going to, you know, because decent people have a hard time. And I did much better when I cursed because it focused me. Took the fear, turned it into focus. There was nobody there to protect these children. Nobody was armed. There shouldn't be a school in America without armed security. There shouldn't be a mall in America without armed security. There shouldn't be a movie theater in America without armed security. Because the crazies and the bad guys are just having way too much fun. because it is fun for them. It's entertaining, and it makes them feel powerful. And you notice, primarily, this is all young males. Mass murderers are generally white, young males. I'm going to take a break early because I really could use the 3 minutes, try to calm down so I can do my job and help you folks with whatever's going on in your life. Because life and everybody's private life goes on. For those 18 families plus the other 10 or so who are injured, life just stopped.